100 pairs of feet brush along a green carpet inside the Islamic Center of Central Missouri. These feet belong to 100 mid-Missourians concerned about world peace in conjunction to September 11th.
There were victims from all over the globe, and I think sometimes in the heat of the moment, that aspect tended to be forgotten.
Morgan Matsiga is a Colombia resident. He says there were people from his country who lost their lives in the Trade Center attacks.
We have to acknowledge our differences and also just celebrate that oneness of humanity. And that was what was so sad about 9/11, that the event happened and it was a shock not just to the American society, but indeed worldwide.
A panel of 8 religious leaders take their seats toward the front of the room. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid joins them. The crowd sits on the green carpet. Arthur Sandhouse, president of the Interfaith Council, remembers the day of terrorism.
I suspect there's no one here that can't remember that moment 10 years ago and how shocked everyone was. I don't know how you felt when it was kind of revealed that the Muslims were behind this, but the moment that dawned on me, I felt I had to come here and to say to my brothers, we will support you. It will be a tough time, but we will support you.
As the meeting adjourns, the group gathers for a march of peace. Across the busy side streets of downtown Columbia, young and old hold flowers to remember those who lost their lives. As the group reaches the Boone County Courthouse, they find a seat around the courthouse square. The crowd is asked to pledge their peace. They are encouraged to become active in stopping the war.
We declare peace. Can you say that?
We declare peace.
For the peace groups, a decade of remembering September 11th with patriotism is important. To some, perhaps not as important as the reminder of knowing that we are all Americans and each of us deserve to be at peace. Kara Hart, KBIA News.